This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Despite the tariff news weighing in on the ag marketplace, the export sales this week came within expectations, which is better than what we have been seeing recently. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it was a great week for corn.
You had corn come in at 909,000 tons for the old crop, 52,000 tons for the new crop. Soybeans came in 353,000 tons for the old crop, and about 55,000 tons for the new crop. So overall, this is a very good week for corn. It's going to keep us above that 5-year average, which was a little over 600,000 tons. So we look good there. We'll take that as a win. That's firm. That's going to keep us on pace and ahead of pace for the USDA goal.
President Trump's tariffs and the retaliatory tariffs we face as a result are weighing heavily on the grain markets. However, McBride said the most recent pause on the implementation of Trump's tariffs is a little different than last time.
It's a little bit different with this particular pause that we've seen, I guess. This is specifically USMCA goods, so it's only things that are very specifically, that we trade amongst the three countries, but are either grown or built in any of those three countries. So if there's items that are coming from another country that are being changed or slightly changed or modified or used or whatever, that doesn't necessarily equate to a USMCA good. So that's where there will be tariffs.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.